is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are back with another awesome AI tool today. This is the latest entry into the generative video field of AI tools. We've talked about a lot of tools on the show. We talked about Runway, Luma's Dream Machine. There's the unreleased Sora from OpenAI. And now we also have Kling, K-L-I-N-G, Kling, which is a super impressive video model that is touted as being able to rival Sora. It is designed by a Chinese company that I will not even try to pronounce. Maybe I should try to pronounce anyway. It's Kuaishou Technology. I am going to just hop over and share my screen real quick for those of you who are watching on video today. We will go through some of the primary features of the tool, as well as some of the impressive demo or example generations that they have on their homepage here. So definitely check out the video if you get a chance, because there are some cool features. So just a minute, I'm going to hop over here and share my screen. So we're looking at the homepage now, if you're following along on your video. The first feature that they call attention to, if we scroll down the page here, is lifelike large motions. So on the site here, it says, quote unquote, Kling employs 3D space spatial temporal attention models, which allow for better modeling of complex relations throughout training videos. This facilitates the generation of high fidelity and large motion videos. And here, for those of you watching on video, they have an example prompt of, quote, a rally car swiftly navigates a turn on the racetrack. And I'm just letting that play again for some users to check out. The motion is pretty smooth. It looks really nice again. Definitely check out the generated videos as we're going through here. Another key feature of the tool, the next one that it mentions here, and a differentiator from Sora, actually, which again hasn't even been released yet, is the fact that you can generate 2-minute videos. And that's twice as long as the 1-minute videos that can be made in Sora. And according to the site here, it also maintains a smooth 30 frame per second or 30 FPS frame rate, keeping your videos nice and smooth throughout that length. They go on to tout their authentic physics simulations in the model, saying that our designed model paradigm has further unleashed its generation power as predicted by the scaling law, which I believe is kind of referring to this mathematical law or this theory that essentially says the exponential neural networks will improve or scale exponentially given certain conditions. And they go on to say that Kling can now simulate the real world phenomenon conforming to physical laws. And again, definitely check out the example generations here. The second one is a prompt. We'll skip over to a prompt. It says a Chinese man sits at a table eating noodles with chopsticks. And again, this is definitely pretty smooth considering the facial features that are in the video, the hands and fingers, which is typically even very difficult for these generative models to handle. The next one after that is an incredibly detailed one where it's a chef cutting onions and in the kitchen preparing for a dish. And it also looks great, specifically the hands, which, like I said, if you've been listening to the show or if you use these generative tools, hands are very tricky for these AI tools. And these ones look surprisingly natural, and it's a really good result, I think. The Kling website continues to woo you with their features, stating that based on the very powerful text-to-video capabilities of their tool, users are going to be able to create imaginative fusions of different tangible visuals. So basically saying, hey, if you're creative enough or if you have an imagination, you can come up with just about anything you can think of. The first example is a cat driving a car. The prompt here is a white cat driving a car passing through busy urban streets with skyscrapers and pedestrians in the background. And again, this cat looks super chill behind this steering wheel. I love it. The next video is a cup of coffee with a volcano of lava or a volcano of fire coming out of it. And it looks great. And then the final video in their example here is a Lego brick character walking through an art museum. And you can definitely check these out if you're following on video. Make sure you do if you have time, because they're impressive. They really are. The last two features they have here on their page are cinematic video quality, as they say, and it says Kling is capable of generating videos of cinematic quality with 1080p resolution from sweeping panoramic scenes that convey a sense of vastness and grandeur to intricate close-ups that capture the finest detail. They just have a couple cool videos of like the starry sky and the sunset, a close-up of a flower and stuff like that. Definitely check out the examples and the example prompts here. The last feature is their flexible aspect ratios, where it says Kling employs a dynamic resolution training strategy, enabling it to generate content of arbitrary aspect ratios with satisfying layouts and results. So those are the key features of the text to video model, but they also have an image to video model, and you definitely need to check out the example here. They are taking an existing original image of the Mona Lisa, and they're applying the following prompt to it. Mona Lisa puts on glasses with her hands. And I'll just play the little resulting 5-second video for you here, but it's really quite impressive what they're able to get the painting of the Mona Lisa to do. They have a couple other examples. One is Einstein plays a guitar based on an image of him holding a guitar. And again, these are pretty slick results with pretty sharp features. A little bit of wackiness in Einstein's fingers on this one, so you'll get what I mean when I talk about the fingers. But definitely check out these examples. Okay, and then the last super cool feature that I wanted to highlight from Kling is what they call their video extension tool. And the tagline for this tool says, Kling video generation model offers a one-click feature to extend already generated videos by an additional 4.5 seconds. So this is really cool. They have an original video here that is about 5 seconds long of a girl with a hat in like a wintry setting. It looks like it's snowing a little bit. And they prompted that video with a couple of extensions. One is for the girl to raise her hand and touch the edge of her hat. And then the second is to lower her hand and to gaze off into the distance. So if you're watching on video right now, I've gone ahead and played that resulting video, and it's pretty impressive. There's a little glitchiness going on with the fingers and the brim of the hat, but for the fact that this was generated based off an existing MO, this technology is so impressive, you guys, and it's only getting better. All right, so that just about does it for our quick overview of Kling. I am definitely impressed considering the quality of the generations and the length that you're able to generate. I certainly think that Sora has a very capable and threatening competitor now whenever it gets released. Okay, but that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and the most helpful and impactful thing you can do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.